After many years of interacting with people on the topic of generosity, I have come to believe that most of us do not experience the joy of giving nearly as much as we could. Just thinking about that makes me sad. What if we could change that? All we have to do is open our eyes and ears to the people around us and then move from awareness to action. If you haven't experienced this type of giving ever or in a long time, today is your day to try. Doing something generous without anyone telling you is so exhilarating and it becomes addictive. You'll want to do it again and again. But if you haven't given in a while, that first time can be hard. Let me suggest this. Ask for an opportunity to come your way. Wait for it, and when it comes, seize it. The opportunity might be scary, and you might hesitate and wonder if it's really a good idea after all. Just go with that nudge. Don't make giving too big a project. Sometimes your best and most perfect gift might be as simple as a smile or a compliment. Maybe it's paying for a stranger's lunch. Maybe it's just passing a bag lunch out the window of a car to a stranger. And maybe it's as simple as sharing a wedding dance. To be honest, giving opportunities can sometimes catch you off guard or put you in an awkward position. When my family and I sat in front of the Sudanese family's house with those bikes, waiting for someone to come home, I felt a little embarrassed. But if attempting to be generous puts you in a socially awkward position or makes you feel a little uncomfortable, so what? Feeling a little embarrassed is well worth the joy that comes from giving. In fact, your willingness to risk embarrassment can mean a lot to the receiver. So why not give it a try? Today, right now, I encourage you to pray the following sentence out loud. I want to experience the joy that comes from giving. I ask that today an opportunity to give will come my way, and that I'll recognize it when it does, and that I'll have the courage to jump in and give. Now all you have to do is to keep your eyes and ears open as you go about your day and see what happens. I really have no idea what will come your way, but I know this, something will. If your eyes are open, if you're available and willing, you'll be able to give to someone in a way that will make your day and theirs. Now watch out for those nasty four-letter words, debt, fear, and busy. They steal joy with the greatest of ease. Be aware of them as they compete with the nudge to do for others. If an opportunity comes your way and you chicken out, don't beat yourself up about it. When I first started giving this way, I found myself wondering how many people I'd walked past, how many opportunities I'd missed. The good news is that it's never too late to give. If an opportunity comes your way and you don't seize it, don't get stuck in the downward spiral of regret. Smile, tell yourself all is well, and then ask for another one. If there are people around you, there will be more opportunities to give. It's really as simple as that. It's been said, ask and you shall receive. You've asked and now you will receive. Well, you'll give actually, but sometimes the line between giving and receiving disappears. You will find that out as you cultivate a lifestyle of giving. What you get back is far greater than anything you give out. Now you may be scratching your head, wondering what a giving opportunity looks like. Well, there are no limits to what's possible. You just have to use your imagination. What sparks new ideas for me are stories of people who have given creatively, like these stories from Jeff, Henry, and Billy. I Like Medicine by Jeff. Have you ever had one of those moments when instead of minding your own business as you normally do, you feel compelled to get involved? A few months ago, I found myself in a situation...